It's a rainy gray day in Cake, the perfect day for fishing, says 22-year-old Shawan Jackson Gamble. He's taking his subsistence week off work and has just come off the water from trolling for the Zoom call.
My Tlingit name is Chakti. My name is Shawan Jackson Gamble. I belong to the Tsagwedi people.
Jackson Gamble is a college student at Northwest Indian College, studying Native environmental science. He's part of a team of local residents and high school students trained to monitor nearby waters this summer. They collect water samples twice a week and send them off via seaplane to a university researcher to be tested for things like heavy metals, fecal coliform, and nitrogen. They're also collecting mussels for testing and monitoring for impacts of climate change.
And they're all Cake guys. You know, I think that's really cool about what this is. You know, it's getting our, you know, our people into this stuff, and, you know, it's important work.
Jackson Gamble says he enjoys observing his environment. That's what drew him to science. He also sees the importance of this work. Traditional foods are a huge part of his and his community's diets. He hunts, fishes, and collects seaweed and shellfish. Threats to those food sources could greatly impact the food security of Cake.
You know, we don't always have to depend on the store, you know, because our store is, you know, our lands and our waters. You know, it always provides for us when we need it.
And that's a big reason why the Organized Village of Cake wanted to start their own data monitoring efforts, even before the lull in marine traffic. Cruise ships normally pass the Kupernaff Island Village via Frederick Sound and Southern Chatham Strait. Joel Jackson is the president of the federally recognized tribe.
And they go right down the middle of Frederick Sound, which is, of course, right out in front of our village. They are able to dump their gray water, they call it, out there. And our people go out and gather seaweed and other things from the tidelands.
So when Southeast Alaska's cruise ship season was virtually canceled due to the coronavirus, that presented a unique opportunity for the tribe. He says they want to see if there are any adverse effects of ships dumping that gray water. The idea is that this summer, they can monitor what the waters look like without cruise ship traffic. Then, in the future, they can monitor what it looks like with ships and compare the two. And they're not alone. State and federally sponsored projects are also taking advantage of the opportunity to collect baseline water quality data in other parts of Alaska this summer. Don Jackson is the executive director for the Organized Village of Cake.
I think it's really important because we live right in the heart of the Tungus National Forest. And gathering all this data is really important to us. In the Western sense. We already have traditional knowledge here. It's just marrying the two.
So when University of Alaska Fairbanks researcher Elizabeth Figgist approached the tribe and other local entities last winter to see if they wanted to partner on climate change and environmental research projects, they said yes. This ocean monitoring project is part of a broader two-year effort to co-produce research with the Organized Village of Cake, the City of Cake, and the local Native Corporation, Figgist says.
Co-production or co-producing research is our jargon for basically organizing research through partnership rather than as a one-sided agreement where a researcher comes in with a goal and requests permission to extract information from our community.
Figgist hopes that by hiring locally and working closely with local entities, people in Cake can continue carrying on their own research in the future. Ocean Monitor Shawan Jackson Gamble hopes to continue that work too. This is one of several environmental research projects the community has partnered on.
I think that's what it's going to have to come to is incorporating more traditional knowledge to protect our resources. You know, like what we're doing now is to look at what if our traditional foods are being altered, you know, because, you know, they don't really have a voice to how they're feeling or, you know, we just have to protect them like we always have.
He says the seaweed has been particularly thick this year. He's curious to learn more about why that is. For KCAW, I'm Erin McKinstry.